Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Listen, you guys, I'm as much of a fan of Monday's Second Captain's Football podcast as the next person. But did you know there are more Second Captain's Football pods happening all the time? And you can hear them all simply by signing up to the Second Captain's World Service. That's right. That's what I'm here to tell you about today. Why, just this afternoon, we recorded a brilliant chat about Man United's win against Spurs with Dion Fanning and John Bruin, a victory that featured Cristiano Ronaldo taking the hump and skulking down the tunnel before full time after failing to get any game time.
It's ridiculous. You know, you can go, like, the idea that he'd walk off, it's not surprising. You could bang the table and talk about how unprofessional it is, but it is actually what you expect Ronaldo to do. And it, within the terms of reference of his own professionalism, it's still, you know, and he has been a great professional footballer, it's still very much, it's not out of character. But the response to it now shows you where Manchester United are. The fact that nobody is saying, Ronaldo, he should have got on, or he should have got a chance, or whatever. Yeah. They're just saying, Ten Hag is building a team. Ten Hag's response last night was, I'll deal with this tomorrow.
Great response, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because the fear was when that happened, oh, it's all about Ronaldo now. And of course he was asked about it. But a good way to make it not all about Ronaldo is just don't bother giving long answers. Just say,
and he was notable
that tomorrow.
Yeah, and he also praised the team. He also did praise the substitutes who did come on.
Yeah, so, it was 11 plus the guys who came on, not those unused subs.
Yeah, well, and not that one unused sub.
John, what amazes me about, I know what Dion is saying, that, you know, within Ronaldo's own terms of reference, you know, the way that Ronaldo is, then you expect him, he's not going to be happy about, you know, being left on the bench and all that. But, like, talk about a failure to read the room. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's like people going nuts, like going, this is the best we've played in 10 years. You know, everyone's delighted. And he chooses that moment to storm off. It's actually really... It's quite interesting, isn't it? Like to be so out of tune with what's happening around you, to lack even the basic kind of awareness of, this is not going to be a good moment for me to make this point. You know, the judicious thing for Ronaldo to do there is just sit there, well, this is pretty annoying, but, you know, there's another game on Saturday.
But he's never, I know John's going to answer, but he's never read the room.
No. Yeah,
he's never, no. Like, reading the room hasn't been part of the Ronaldo repertoire.
No, it's amazing.
No, and I think he's been played by Ten Hag. We must credit Ten Hag, who presented with what everyone thought was an unsolvable problem, which was to actually have Cristiano Ronaldo in your squad when actually he's almost worse than useless to the team. He's actually Ten Hag in, you know, in that sort of halting way that he speaks, with his English not being so perfect. He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? And he has actually managed to manoeuvre Ronaldo into his position. And he's talked very well about how Ronaldo is very good to have young players around, and talks about his great respect for him. And he's given Ronaldo almost the rope to hang himself. And Ronaldo is doing... Okay, Ronaldo thinks he's special. We know that. But what Ronaldo is going through now is what every professional footballer goes through, which is that it's the end of the career. You know, I know you mentioned that, you know, the Gary Neville moment at West Brom, and You know, and the thing is, though, when there are those moments where Ronaldo is left out of the team and his ex-pros speaking, I often think that they're thinking about their own, how their careers came to their end. Yeah. When Roy Keane in particular is talking about the way Ronaldo is being treated, he's talking about the way Manchester United treated him at the end. And Gary Neville, he probably was treated by Man United. I know that they kept him on for a part, you know, till the end of the season and gave him a, you know, basically had an open door for him. But every ex-pro is thinking the end of their career will not have been the way that they wanted it to end. Not even Ronaldo gets to do that. You know, you think of someone even like, you know, Johan Cruyff, sort of pretty much cast aside by Ajax and then had to go to Feyenoord to win the league. And is Ronaldo capable of doing that? Probably not. But, you know, you're in a position where Ronaldo is fighting against the dying of the light. There's this, you know, from his operatives, there's this idea he will play till the age of 40, which is ludicrous unless he plays in the Qatari or the some sort of...
Go on, and say MLS.
Well, no, but actually he can't play in MLS because MLS, if you watch it, is incredibly athletic football and, you know, on hard pitches. And a guy that, you know, the word is that he has absolutely no cartilage in his knees isn't going to be able to do it. Look at what happened to Frank Lampard when he went over there. He barely got on the field. MLS, no. So, you know, what's he, you know, I don't see how where it's going to go for him, and Ten Hag has realised this. And having said that, Ten Hag gave him a chance against Newcastle United, as Dion said. He didn't take it. So you put in Marcus
Rashford. You said, John, an interesting thing there, which is that you think he was played by Ten Hag. And I can't help but think that in the circumstances, you're 2-0 up. Tottenham are not going to score. It's to bring on Alanga. Is that like a kind of, you know, Ten Hag is like this Dutch Heisenberg figure sitting there going, this guy doesn't really know what he's dealing with here, but I'm just to show Ronaldo what's really going on here, I'm going to stick Alanga on. And that's actually what caused Ronaldo's mind to explode.
Probably, yeah, possibly. I actually do think there's a couple of things there. I just want, like, I think Ten Hag is actually very interesting in how he works the media and works, you know, how he is playing Ronaldo, as John said. Like, I noticed as well that he comes out... Some matches he's very quickly out to do post-match press conferences. Like after the Arsenal game, he was right there.
Yeah, he was.
And after the Liverpool game, I think it was the same. He was right there. And, you know, Sky have all these hours to kind of talk about things. And when the manager comes out, that's kind of gives them things. That gives them the talking points. And I don't think that's just, you know, I'm ready to go now. I think he's actually deliberately trying to say this is what.
Oh, so you think? Sorry, he wants to influence what he gets in there straight away. I'm ready to be interviewed.
Yeah, rather than have 40 minutes of something which you then bring up with the manager when he appears.
Gotcha. Yeah,
he
yeah.
comes out and says, right, that's our there's your talking point. He's a producer. He's producing Sky's show.
Amazing.
but I also think the Ronaldo thing, the Keane point that John makes is a perfect parallel, because Keane's whole bewilderment about what happened at the end of his career was that, you know, I've done this 1,000 times. I've said things, like I said, on MUTV so many times. I've said these things to Carlos Queiroz all these times. But there became the trade-off was no longer worth it as far as Alex Ferguson was concerned. There was no point in listening to what Keane had to say when you were trying to accommodate a player who had kind of really reduced in what he could do on the pitch.
Eric Ten Hag producing the TV coverage is not something I had thought of until Dion brought it up at that very moment. Nicely played by Dion. Also, Ken had some big news on Darwin Núñez today. All will be revealed if you sign up to listen to today's football podcast. Let's just say the suspension for the headbutt that he did may have been the best thing that ever happened to Darwin Núñez. First ever live event in our new studios took place on Monday night with the Rodfather, Roddy Collins, along with the author of his autobiography, Paul Howard. Roddy, I would hesitate to call this an interview. It was more like just us asking questions and then Roddy listening to the words we spoke and deciding to tell whatever story he wanted to tell at that particular moment. So here he is talking about the role that boxing has played in his life.
We spent our life getting out of bed to watch Muhammad Ali and Roberto Duran. Suddenly, I'm watching my brother fight for world titles. I'm in his corner. I walked in his corner.
You were in his corner for the big fights?
I was in the corner for 6 world title fights. I remember bringing the belt into the NYMEX Arena in Manchester, right, the Ben fight. And it was very volatile. The weigh-in was volatile. His trainer wasn't a nice, he was a nasty piece of work, right? So I picked him. I says, I'm doing him, right? So Pascal was picking some fella that carried the water bottle. He's getting it. If a route kicks off, just imaginary stuff. But I got carried away. So I'm going into the ring, right?
I should say to everyone listening, Roddy's standing up for every one of these stories. And there's a lot of theatrics.
My job is to carry the belt in front of the boxer into the ring, right? So I go in and we're coming down, waiting for the ring walk, top of the entrance. And it's freezing cold and Sky are doing so mad for something. And we're told, Collins, get ready. And we go down with the noise. And it was so volatile and hostile because the Manchester bomb wasn't long gone. I remember going, I got caught up in the moment. And we're walking down. The fella reached out and punched Stephen in the head. Stephen didn't even feel it. Got in the ring, throwing pound coins at us. I'm trying to cover Stephen. He's going, get off me. So they're throwing pound coins. He says, pick the fucking coins up, right? So I picked up 6 coins, which I did, put them in the traction bombs. But I went around the ring, and I'm going around the ring, and I'm going, boy, Ben, see, fucking you, pal, you're getting it tonight, right? I come round again, he's looking at me, and he's thinking, is the two of them going to jump on me? And see, a trainer, he's getting it too, right? And then, I don't know where the madness came from. So then the fight starts and everything is history. Steve comes in the dressing room after 70 counts. He says, come here, you. What's your game? So what do you mean? What do you mean? He says, well, folks, you were standing around the ring with everyone, he said. And then you leave me in there with Nigel Benn and you jump out. Give it over. That's not happening again. But it was just, honestly, lads, I swear, it's just unreal. When you're in a changing room for a massive fight, magical.
Can I tell the story about Frabagna when Steve fought Sumbu Kalembe for the European title? And it's in this town, Frabagna, in the north of Italy on Lake Maggiore. And it was in like a school gym or something, wasn't it? Yeah. And I'm sitting at ringside. I was covering the fight for like 97 papers, like, and sleeping on his floor. And Paddy Byrne, who was one of Steve's corner man, he was the cuts man. He came down and he said, Paul, there's no water in the corner. And I said, right, what do you want me to do? Go and get water. The fight was just starting. And I said, but I'm covering the fight. He said, there's not going to be a fight unless you get water. So I run to the back of the arena, up the steps, like a basketball gym in a school or something. So I run up the steps and there's a little tuck shop there. And I run up to the guy, I skip the queue and I say, acqua, right? So very good Italian in those days. So he said to me, sin gas, con gas? Right, and that I must have missed that class, like, because I had no idea what he was talking about. So I just did that sort of vague yes nod in my head, and I took the bottle, I paid him, I ran down to ringside, handed it to Paddy. Paddy gave it to Roddy, who's working the corner, and Steve came back after a round and took a swig of it, and the water was fizzy. Right, and at the press conference afterwards, you didn't know it was me, Roddy, right? But at the press conference afterwards, Steve said. Steve lost on points and was very controversial. I thought he was robbed, but everybody gets robbed in Italy. And Steve said, there was an attempt to nobble me here tonight. And I'm going, oh, shit, right? So Jerry Callan says, what was the attempt to nobble you, Steve? He says, I came back to the corner after round two and the water was fizzy.
Parkly water.
And I never told that story for about 30 years.
Yeah, good man. I found out when Paul was sitting at my house when we were doing the book, because I was getting the flack for about 30 years. You gobshite, you with the fizzy water. But look, we got there in the end.
Roddy, you say at one stage, Stephen's dream came true, mine didn't. But I do wonder sometimes how happy I would have been if it had. What do you mean by that?
I love being the underdog, fighting the fight to try and achieve financially for the family and all that. And I think, and I'm brutal with my own money, you know, And I think if I'd have made it big and made all the money in the whole lot, I probably would have squandered it, you know. I probably would have, well, not squandered, I would have given it to my family and friends. And then I would have sat down and realised, what was that all about? And what am I going to do now? I need a challenge every day I wake up. You know what I mean? So I think that would have been, like, I'm 62 now, right? I know I look 60 because it's on the Wikipedia page, right? I forged me birth cert, right? But
that's a true story. Your uncle.
That's a true story. You're going to ask me that one?
If you want it.
Well, no. It's a story I won't go into. I don't know how long we have. But the thing about it is, I forged me birth cert, right? And I'm 60 on the Wikipedia page, right? Right? And I'm worth 6 million. So I'm trying to find out where the 6 million is. I know where the 60 came from. But no, look, it was just, I love a challenge. I mean, I'm ready to go again. I applied for a job in England. I played my bows the day. I played my bows, yeah. And they must have got a quick appointment. About 2 hours later, Declan's walked out, you know. But look, I don't know. Money's not my thing. I'm no interest in it. Obviously, I need it for provide my family, which I've done, and they're all secure. And they're all very comfortable. They've all got two pillows.
The glory is something you wanted, though. The glory of the Man United.
Love the glory,
the Ireland job in particular, something like that.
Ah, come here. Look, who doesn't want the Ireland job? Jeez, that's a piece of cake. You know, half a million a year for that. You're having a laugh. Just do that on a part-time basis. So good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Would this podcast be even more stupendous without ads?
Without ads?
Ads. If so, then join us for daily commercial-free shows at secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not bumping them up. I'm not Irish. I'm just saying my observations, they are amazing.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Secondcaptains.com, €5 a month plus VAT. That's all you got to know. If you want extra detail, I'll tell you, it doesn't take very long either. It just takes a couple of minutes to sign up and support the show. You'll also hear all the episodes ad-free if you become a member. So we'd love to see you for tomorrow's podcast. If not, I suppose we'll chat to you again on Monday. But there's so much more happening on the World Service, so why wait until then? I should also remind you that Second Captains is part of the, you say it, the Acast, that's it, the Acast Creator Network.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, they never go home, they never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.